The Park City School Board stands behind the decision of Superintendent Ember Conley to push the pause button on what parents believed would happen with their French and Spanish immersion kids once they reached the middle school ages. Staffing for what some parents hoped would be a 50% foreign language immersion in middle school would not have been feasible, says school board member Nancy Garrison.
I would say that the program that was described to them was not described in abundant detail. It was a framework. And the framework, as I'm understanding it from what I'm hearing, was that half their day would be spent in the target language and half the day would be spent in their native tongue, which is the way the program looks in elementary. The reality of staffing and the block schedule once you move into middle school, that goal really is not attainable.
Garrison says since Conley arrived in the district 8 months ago, she's been looking in great detail at all the district's programs. Dual immersion long-term planning had not been seriously vetted.
And take a very serious look at how to do this as we make every decision in the best interest of the students. How to make sure that the program, the quality of the educators that they would have in the target language would be to the caliber that would be what their parents expect.
Garrison says she understands the disappointment that parents feel, but she also says the district has high-quality foreign language classes currently offered, and that while 50% immersion won't happen, the students will have language-rich environments.
A line of emails that I've been particularly interested in are the parents whose children are already in our, shall we call it the traditional language program, the program that starts in seventh grade and continues through high school. And I'm hearing from parents that say, you know, I don't understand what the high emotion is, because already my student, a parent wrote last night, is fluent in Mandarin and Spanish and didn't start Mandarin until ninth grade. I understand the disappointment if one was to think that 50% of their day would be in the target language, but there are some really great language opportunities that exist currently and that will be continued for these dual immersion kids as well.
She says the plan at this point is to look at what will create balance and sustainability in the program for those involved in it and those outside of it.
First and foremost, what's best for our students, and secondarily, what is sustainable for the program, because that is what's critical. We believe in dual language. The administration does. The board does. The families involved do, and we're looking to make a sustainable program that can be functional for those 400 students in a few years.
That's Park City School Board member Nancy Garrison. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.